Psachim Perk Dalad Mishnah Ches. Shisha Dvarim Osu Anshei Richo. There were six things that the Anshei Richo did. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadam V'al Shlosha Lo Michu Biyadam. On three of them, the Chachamim gave them rebuke. And on three of them, they did not give them rebuke. They didn't give them Teichacha. But all six were problematic. Ve'elu Hein Shalom Michu Biyadam. And these were the three that they did not give them Teichacha on. Markivim Dekolam Kolyom. They grafted branches of palm trees all day of the 14th. Because the Rav explains that the palm trees of a Zohar made fruits, made dates, and the palm trees of a Nekeva did not, which is a funny thing, that the Nekeva was the one that didn't make the fruits, and they grafted the two together, that the Nekeva, once it was grafted with the Zohar, made the fruits. Tesis Yontef has a hard time with this, as we all would, because where do we ever find that a Nekeva is the one that doesn't make fruits? And he brings the Aruch that actually says that the issue here is that the Zohar made like a small edible fruit. There was a small period of time while it was very small. It was not sweet like dates, but it just stam had a tamachila. And what they would do, they would graft the two together. And it was actually the female, the Nekeva tree, when it was grafted together and the weight and the heaviness of the dates or the tree of the female would then sweeten these Zohar Tamarim. And the Anshei Richo held it was a very short period of time. He had a small window of time to do this, to sweeten the fruits of the Zohar and actually make it taste good. So the Anshei Richo did this, even though it was the 14th, because they held it was a Davar Avod. The Korchin es Shema, and they would cut or shorten Shema. There are two pshatim what this means. Either the Rav says they did not say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Yolam Vayad, they just said Shema, and then they went right into Vahafta. The second pshat is that they didn't make a separation between Echad and Vahafta. The kotzim de gochin lifnei omer, and they would cut and put in a heap before the carbon omer was brought. So while this wheat, let's say we're talking about wheat, was chadosh, they cut it and they put it into a heap before the carbon omer was brought. Now, the real isser is obviously eating chadosh, but midrabanan, one should not put it into a heap because when one puts it into a heap, he may come to eat it. So they asked one to do this. Now, Tosfos Yontef says, As far as the Kitzira is concerned, why does it say V'koitzrin V'goitzrin? Koitzrin really is not a problem, like the Gemara says. It says, Same Mikan Kitzira. You're supposed to just have V'goitzrin Lifnei Omer. Kitzira should not be here, because if it really is here, it would end up, the Gemara says, you would actually have four things. So really the only issue here was the putting in the heap, because that the Chum didn't want you to do, because people may come to eat it. But Kitzira, everybody did. There was no chash by that. V'lo Michu B'yadam. But on these three things that we just explained, they didn't give them Teichacha on. But these are the three things they did give them Teichacha. Matirin Gamzias Shel Hekdish. So the Rav has two perushim what Gamzias means. The first perush, it sounds like it's going on fruits that grew after the tree was Hekdish, not while somebody was Makdish the fruit, because they held the things that grow afterwards are not Usser. Only the fruit that your mamish makdish, but not something that grows afterwards. The other pshat is that they would cut the branches from this tree when the branches grew afterwards, in order to have hana from the branches. Even though both of these cases, they're not aser midiraisa to have hana from, because if one has hana from hektish, he has to bring a carbon, and he has to pay a knas. But that which grows afterwards is only aser midirabanan. But nevertheless, it's aser, and they gave him teichach on this. And they also ate underneath fruits that fell off of a tree, and they ate from it on Shabbos when they found the fruits there. They were mesupik if the fruits fell off on Shabbos or the day before Shabbos. So it was a suffik. So they held that since it's suffik derabanan, because the reason now to eat from fruits that are on the ground is derabanan. Whether the reason is because of mukta, whether the reason is that one shouldn't come to cut fruits from the tree. But since it's a suffik, they held that it's mutter. V'nosnim peyer liyerek. And they also gave peah by vegetables. And we hold that by vegetables, there is no peah because it's not something that you're machnis lakiyim. People don't store vegetables because they rot very quickly. And therefore, there's no chiv of peah. And the issue with peah is that if you consider something peah, so peah we know is hefker and it's pater from shumas and maisers. And if something's really not peah, really it should be chayv in shumas and maisers. They were giving peah for yirakos, umichu biyadam chacham. And this also the Chum gave Teichach on because they were inaccurately removing the status of Trumas and Maisus because really this should not have been Peah because it was not Machnis and Lekiyim. And all these things the Chum gave Teichach on.